transcript of this call of a regular meeting agenda, November 4, 2021, 7:30 p.m. The township using the telephone meeting format in effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of township ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment center. The public is invited to attend and participate by way of call-in number and password. Okay, equivalent notice of the meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, or dial-in information, and to the extended known agenda by posting a copy of notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin board. Municipal website providing a copy of the official newspaper of the township by filing a copy in the office of township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minute. The township continued to use telephone meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of township ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment centers. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If member of the public wish to speak during any public comment portion, please press *9 in order to raise your hand to speak. We will unmute member of the public individually if they have their hand raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear a notification that you have been unmuted. It is at that time you should begin to ask any question you have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, and the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administrator will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or question, the township council is always available by mail and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during the normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers in an individual line, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you dial in a separate line so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. The individual may also submit written comment to the township clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting. To be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting, said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience, and we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Ms. Hidalgo, roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Kahn? Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Uren?
Here.
Council President Shaw?
Yes.
Mayor Brian Waller?
Present.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Here.
Township Attorney Michael Baker?
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Monica Orlando?
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Please stand for flag of state.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Item number 5: comment from administration and council.
None at this time.
Sir Jim Bullard.
None at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Cahill?
None at this time, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Kahn? Ms. Lombardi?
None, thank you.
Councilman Rouse?
None.
Okay. Councilman Ahn?
No, none.
Okay. Me and Brian Waller?
None.
What is Okay. Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Nothing at this time, thank you.
Thank you. Township Attorney?
Nothing at this time, Council President.
Thank you. Okay. Now, we item number 6, open to the public. Okay. For each public comment person, if you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comment. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question. Thank you. The comment regarding item number 15, consent agenda item only.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Last 4 digits, 0570. Unmute yourself, please. Thank you.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Councilor.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mark.
This is David Akins.
Yes, David.
Ambrose Valley Lane. Item number 15D for Delta. Would you elaborate on that?
Mr. Akins, is that the only item you have a question on?
No, I have about 7 or 8.
Okay, so ask them all and then they'll respond.
Okay, that was Delta. I have one for Golf, G. I have one for H. Do you want me to mention what I'm asking about these or just the items, numbers?
Yes, your question as well, please.
Okay. Going back to 15 Delta, I'd like to know someone would elaborate on that. 15 Golf, I'd like to know what the sewer services between the borough of South Plainfield and Piscataway. 15 Hotel, remediation investigation at DPW, what are they remediating? Item K for Kilo, authorizing acceptance of funding for 2023 municipal grant allowance. I just want to know what that amount is. Item I for India. That's the area of need of redevelopment. I'd just like to know the address. Item M for Mike. Authorizing acceptance of funding for the 2022 Safe Secure Community Grant. I'd just like to know how much that grant is. I know it's nothing against the township. And item number U for uniform, referring to ordinance to create a new M as in Mike dash 2 industrial district. I like for a little elaboration on that. So that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's see. This is Tim. So the first one we had was D, which is award of a contract under Omni Partners Public Sector Purchasing Alliance to it's for an upgrade to the police department's telestaff system, which is a system that keeps track of the officers' time and days that they work and schedules and all of that. So this is just an upgrade to that. G is the agreement with, we had a agreement with South Plainfield and Township of Piscataway to take some of their sewer the waste connects into Piscataway, and then it connects into the MCUA line of Piscataways. So they pay us a fee based on the amount of sewage that's flowing in, and the current agreement expires at the end of the year, so this is just a renewal of that agreement. H was for we replaced the fueling stations and the tanks in the yard at DPW. Unfortunately, there was a little bit of contamination from the years that those tanks were in, so this is setting up some monitoring wells. It didn't go that far, and what we need to do is just make sure that we have it contained and are in the process of remediating it. So that's what that is for. K was for the Municipal Alliance. That was from the county. It would be $18,882. That's what that grant is. L for L for designating its block 6702, lot 602 as an area in need of redevelopment. I do not have the exact address on that. Let me see here. So western part of the township, east of River Road, property lies between Interstate 287 and Centennial Avenue with the frontage on Kingsbridge Road. And M was the the mayor said it was the old Deutsche Bank property on Kingsbridge. The grant award on M is for $160,952.17.
And Tim, this is Mike. If you want, I'll take you.
Yep, and you can take you. And I think I got them all.
David, according to New Jersey statutes, before a zoning ordinance can be adopted or changed, it has to be referred to the planning board. So item U is referring a proposed new ordinance for the planning board to review and consider.
Thank you, Mr. Baker and Mr. Chairman. Thank you, David.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised right now.
Thank you. Okay, so we close the public portion. And we item number 7 for second reading, ordinance amending area development plan for 800 Centennial Avenue. Designated as block 6703, lot 2.02, open to public. Isidore, can you read the resolution, please?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance amending a redevelopment plan for 800 Centennial Avenue, designated as block 6703, lot 2.02, on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, was introduced on the 14th day of September 2021. And had passed the first reading and was published on the 17th day of September 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on November 4th, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-26.
Okay. Do you have any questions? Yes.
K,
Council President, it's Councilwoman Cahill. Just as a reminder, this is about the signage for those businesses that are already located there, and that is what we're doing today, I believe. I just want to make sure that's correct.
Okay. And if you want to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name, address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comment. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question. It's open for the public.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hands raised with regard to this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. So we're going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you.
And Councilman Jim Ballard.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can I roll call, please?
Councilman Ballard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 8, ordinance second reading, amending Chapter 7, traffic, Section 14, parking prohibited at that time, at all time, open to the public. Ms. Cedar, can you read the resolution, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, Parking Prohibited at All Times on Certain Streets, was introduced on the 12th day of October 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 15th day of October 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading, on November 4th, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-27.
Okay. So item number 8 is open to the public. If anybody wants to speak at this time, please star 9 to raise your hand, and it's your turn to speak. You will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comments. And Councilor Administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hands raised with regard to this agenda item.
Okay, so we close the public portion. Do I have any motion?
Councilman Ballard, you have my motion.
Thank you. Second.
Councilman Rouse, second.
Thank you, Mr. Rouse. Ms. Cedar, can you roll call, please?
Councilman Ballard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Item number 9, ordinance second reading. Question of right of way, easement, and land in fee simple of the improvement of Cedar Drive, Leslie Avenue, 3rd Avenue, and 11th Street. Ms. Cedar, can you read the resolution, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Rights of Way, Easements, and Land and Fee Simple for the Improvement of Cedarwood Drive, Leslie Avenue, 3rd Avenue, and 11th Street in Piscataway Township, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, was introduced on the 12th day of October 2021. And had passed the first reading and was published on the 15th day of October 2021. Now therefore be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on November 4th, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-28.
Thank you, Ms. Shudder. So item number 9, open to the public. If anybody wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comment. The councilor or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hands raised for this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Shiller. So item number 9, closed for the public portion. Do we have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
And Councilman Bullard.
Hey, we'll second it.
Thank you. Ms. Shiller, can I have a roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 10, ordinance second reading amendment on permanent easement for municipal purpose, Union Carbide Corporation, open to the public. Sorry. Ms. Shida, can you read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council, Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Amendment of a Permanent Easement for Municipal Purposes between Union Carbide Corporation and the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, was introduced on the 12th day of October 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 15th day of October 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on November 4th, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-29.
Thank you, Ms. Shooter. Item number 10, open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address. Know that you have 3 minutes in which you make a comment. The councilor or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. 0570, please unmute yourself. Thank you.
This is David Aiken, Ambrose
Valley. Yes, Mr. David.
On item 10, what amendment was done? I know it's permanent. How was it before? And number 2, are there any intentions of putting up a warehouse at that location?
David, this is Mike. This is an amendment to the MUP, the Municipal Purposes Easement. It is not involving an application for development. Roger's out tonight, so he's got me covering, so I can get back to you with the specifics on the amendment to the MUP, but it's the Municipal Purpose Easement that runs along the back of the properties there that has an amendment.
Yeah, Mike, this was, if I remember correctly, this was for a sewer easement, and they're doing something, and they're going through the paperwork on refinancing or something caught their eye, and there were just some small mistakes. There were like spelling mistakes and stuff in the original one, so there's no change to the substance of the original easement. They just had the attorneys ask that we clean it up, and that's all that Jim did on it. there are non-substantial revisions.
Tim, this is Councilwoman Cahill. So isn't this over by where, you know, Rockefeller Group
yeah.
is? Or am I? It is. So there's already, to answer our residents' question, this is where Best Buy is and some of those other, you know, newer companies that are already moved in all the way at the end of River Road towards Middlesex, if that answers David's question.
Right. When the property was sold, apparently they had to do Union Carbide. They had some certain obligations that they had to fulfill, and as part of that, they kept over certain portions of the property, including with this area, which is in our easement. We have an easement with them.
Thank you, Mr. Tim. Thank you, Mr. Mike. Thank you, David.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised with regard to this agenda item. Thank you.
Thank you. So item number 10, closed public portion. Do I have a motion?
Councilwoman Cahill, offer.
Councilman Ballard, second.
Thank you. Ms. Hidal, can I roll call, please?
Councilman Ballard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Item number 11, ordinance first reading, acquisition of certain property identified as Block 3802, Lot 116.01 for public purpose, 116 Possum Town Road. Mr. Chair, can you read the resolution, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Property Identified as Block 3802, Lot 116.01 in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose, pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 et sec, being is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 23rd day of November 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Susan. Can I have an offer?
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you, Ms. Lombardi. Second.
Councilman Ballard, second.
Thank you. Ms. Susan, can you take a vote?
Councilman Ballard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yeah.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Shaw.
Yes, thank you, Ms. Chair. Item number 12, ordinance first reading, board ordinance, bond ordinance, various capital improvement, $1,285,997,770.50, and resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Chair, can you read the resolution, please.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance providing for various capital improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $10,285,000, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $9,770,750 bonds or notes of the Township to finance part of the cost thereof, being is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 23rd day of November 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you. Do I have an offer?
Offer, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second, Councilman Rouse.
Thank you, Mr. Rouse. Mr. Can you take a vote, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Okay, thank you, Mr. Item number 13, ordinance first reading adopting redevelopment plan for block 5901, lot 3.23, 10 Constitution Avenue, resolution. Please, Infuser, read the resolution, please.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance adopting a redevelopment plan for block 5901, lot 3.23, 10 Constitution Avenue, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 14th day of December 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you. Do I offer?
Councilman Jim Bullard, offer.
Thank you. May I second?
Councilman Rouse, second.
Thank you. Monsieur, can you take a vote, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Item number 14, first reading, amending the supplementing chapter 21 zoning and 24 site plan review to create a new M2 industrial district and standard. Mr. Can you read the resolution, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending and supplementing Chapter 21 Zoning and Chapter 24 Site Plan Review to amend Sections 21-401 Zones Created, 21-402 Zoning Map, 21-501.5 M1 and M5 Industrial Districts, 21-501.1 Attachment 1, Schedule of General Requirements, and 21-501.1, Attachment 5 of the Code to add the M-2 Industrial District and Requirements and 24-702.2 Design Standards for Off-Street Parking Areas, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 14th day of December 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested members.
Thank you. Do I offer?
Councilman Bullard.
Thank you, Mr. Bullard. Second.
Councilman Aaron, second.
Thank you, Mr. Aaron. Can you take the vote, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item number 15, consent agenda resolution. Okay, consent for efficiency item have been considered in the consent agenda to be voted on together. The material for this item have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting at this time. Are there any items that the council would like to remove from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted separately? Do I offer any question?
Offer to accept the consent agenda items. Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you, Ms. Lombardi.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes. And Ms. Shira, can you roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Shira. Okay, item number 16, discussion best practice checklist.
So this is Tim. The best practices were completed over the past couple weeks by the department heads and collated by finance department, and it was sent out for everybody to read. We did very well on the, especially on the scored questions. So if anybody has any questions, you could reach out either to me or to Daniel. It will be submitted to the state tomorrow, which is a requirement that the Division of Local Government Services has. So they'll have it tomorrow, and it'll be available to the public after the state gets it.
And this is something that's done regularly in every town. I just did it last week in East Brunswick. It's a lot of work for the staff that goes into it, and the council just needs, if there are any questions or comments you have on it, now would be the time to ask before it gets submitted.
Hi, this is Councilman Kale. I you know we do this, every year, but Tim Dacey mentioned that we did very well. There's a scoring on that, right? And we did well on that. Is that correct?
There is, yes, but I don't have, I think we got pretty much credit for every question. The one that, oddly, the one that they ask you to fill out and then you can print out off of their website doesn't give the scoring on it. I think it used to, but it doesn't. But if you look at it, you can look through it, and you can see that the core competency best practices questions, we did very well on those. They did have a whole bunch of unscored survey questions this year about shared services and some different things, fire districts they think that the governor's office has some interest in, and those we answered to the best of our ability. Some of them didn't apply to us, but the ones that were applying, I think we answered correctly also.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Tim. Thank you, Mike. Okay, item number 17, announcement and comment from official. Mr. Councilman Bullard.
Nothing at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilwoman Ms. Cahill.
Yes, Council President. Thank you very much. I actually have a statement I'd like to read, if I may. I'm not sure if everyone here on the call realizes, but today, or November, is Native American History Month, and so I'd like to read this statement. As we all know, Piscataway was founded as a township in 1666. Yet when Europeans first set foot here, they found oak chestnut forests that were open and widely spaced. It was a mosaic of old fields in various stages of regrowth and open plains along rivers and streams. There was no dense wilderness. That is because for centuries upon centuries, our community was filled with Native Americans who managed the land and raised their families. Historians believe that central New Jersey was inhabited for 10,000 years. That is as far back as the Ice Age. Those that lived here are referred to now as the Lenape or the Delaware. Our own Mettler Bodine House Museum, which I'm going to encourage everyone to go to, is a repository for information about their rich history. Most of their descendants live in states towards the west. However, we have three state-recognized tribes in New Jersey now, the Ramapo Lenape, the Powhatan Lenape, and the Nanticoke Lenni Lenape. Now, this month, we honor Native American Heritage Month. I encourage residents to learn more about our community's history and to take some time to reflect on the many contributions made to our country by Native Americans. And I want to thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gill. Councilwoman Ms. Lombardi, please.
Nothing at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Mr. Rouse, please.
No, nothing at this time.
Thank you. Councilman Hunt, please.
Nothing at this time, thank you.
Thank you. Mayor Brian Wallace.
No, I just want to wish all the folks that are South Asian that are celebrating Diwali.
Thank you. Yes. Business address. Srimati Desi, please.
Nothing at this time.
Thank you. Township Attorney Mike.
Happy Diwali to everyone in our South Asian community. Nothing other than that, Council President.
Thank you. And thanks. Yes, today is our Diwali. Tomorrow is our New Year. Thank you very much. Okay. So, item number 18, agenda session for November 9, 2021. First reading, fully funded various capital improvement, $925,000, resolution adopting ordinance. Any question or comments?
None, thank you, Council President.
Thank you. Ordinance first reading, fully funded various capital improvement, $1,500,000, resolution adopting ordinance. Any question or comment, please?
None on that, Council President.
Thank you. Ordinance first reading, equation of improvement to Morris Lane resolution adopting audience. Any question or comments?
None, thank you.
Resolution authorizing award of bid fireworks for July 4th, 2022 to fireworks for Gucci Incorporation not to exceed 53,500. Any comment or question?
None. Thank you, Council President.
Okay. Resolution authorizing return of escrow fees. Block number 5101, lots 1.02, 1.04, 15-PB-06-0708V-09V-6 Corporate Place. Block 6703, lot 2.2, 17-PB-47-800 Sentinel Avenue. Block 2101, lot 11.02, 17-PB-01-13V-73, Old New Brunswick Road, and Block 6703, lot 2.2, 17-PB-20/30V-80 Sentinel Avenue, and Block 5101, lot 1.02-18-PB-10/11V. Any comment or question?
None, thank you.
Thank you. Resolution authorizing the township to apply for and accept $10,000 grant for preservation diversion program, YSC Alliance Collaboration. Any comment or question?
Nothing at this time, thank you.
Thank you. Resolution authorizing Chapter 159, New Jersey State Library, American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, $25,000. Any comment or question?
None at this time, Council President.
Thank you. So we move now item number 19 open to the public. For each public comment person, if you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address. Know that you have been 3 minutes in which you make your comment. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. 0570, you can unmute yourself.
This is David Akins, Ambrose Valley.
Yes, Mr. Akins.
I've raised my hand quite a bit for number 12, and guys, by some reason, kept skipping over me. My only question there for number 12 for the improvement.
Excuse me, Mr. Akins. Just 1 second. Item number 12 was a first reading ordinance. There's not an open to the public portion for that.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. When we were there, I raised my hand, and there was no response. That's why I'm going back to it now.
Yeah, okay. No, you can. There wasn't an open to the public portion for that item number, but you can talk about it any time now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What percentage is the township paying for that amount of money? For the bond.
So the township essentially is paying for all of it except for the Third Avenue project, which was $1.4 million. We did get some state aid money for that, which will go to that project. But the rest of it is all repairs and improvements to all of our local roads, ADA, a whole bunch of streets, ADA ramps, sidewalks, curbs, like we normally do every year, and that's paid for by the township.
Yeah, but
Tim, not the council. Go ahead, Mr. Akins. I'm sorry.
The percentage that the township has to pay for the bond?
You're asking what the interest rate is on the bond, David?
Yes.
Yeah, we won't know until we go out for permanent financing. The last bonds that we sold a few weeks ago came in at 1.33%.
Okay. When will you know what this will be?
When we go for permanent financing, probably next October.
Okay.
Once a year for permanent financing.
Okay. One last question. This is in reference to warehouses. As you know, right now, formerly the warehouse was being utilized by KMM Telecommunications. They're gone. They now have Bivis, B-E-V-D-S, warehouse in connection with Vetaway, B-E-T-T-A-W-A-Y. That's at 21 Constitution Avenue. Ingress and egress has been changed where they're coming out. Not only are they in my backyard, with the ingress and egress, unlike the previous people, there's one way in and one way out. Now they come in and they go out. And as I stated, they're in my backyard and the rest of the residents on Ambrose Valley Lane. In addition to that, unless the township authorized it, the prefabricated guardhouse that was away on the other side for ingress has now been put down on the same side where the ingress and egress. So with that additional fabrication of a guard shack, now they're in my kitchen. They're working 7 days a week, all hours in the morning, 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, in the evenings during weekdays and early Sunday morning. What could be done about that?
So, David, it's the first time that I've ever heard of it. Actually, we had not received any calls in the mayor's office. But if you want, I can have Dawn give you a call tomorrow at home, and you can talk to her.
David, that way we can figure out whether they've got any approvals or whether this is something they've done on their own without approvals. Dawn will have that information.
Yeah, and I definitely think if Mr. Akins is still listening, this is Gabrielle. Definitely check with Dawn because I didn't hear of any recent approvals for them, but I could be wrong. You know, that probably would have been a zoning board thing, but, you know, just so the council is aware and Mr. Akins has made this known, you know, the previous tenants weren't that great, and now, you know, he's dealing with these other issues. So I'm sure he'll get some recourse. And Mr. Akins, I think I'll reach out to you, too, just to make sure that you've spoken to Dawn and there's some clarification. If the township has to go out there and check on them, I'm sure we will.
So, David, this is Tim. So I'll have Dawn, I'll send her an email now to call you tomorrow.
Council President, I'm going to ask the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. 2771, you can unmute yourself, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Evan Shigasi, 280 River Road. Just make some comments. I know you guys want everything all at once. So I couldn't help but notice for the announcements and comments from our officials, somehow we left out the two ballot items that resoundingly passed, landslide victory for the residents. I'd like to, as a resident, and as I believe we're all affected, I'd like to applaud all of those who put in that hard work to go out there to write these items, to go get these signatures, to show up in court, and to, you know, ultimately campaign and win at the ballot box. Aside from that, I look forward to reasonable application of these items, not roughly $1 million worth of confusing expenditures. I look forward to these being applied in a reasonable fashion for no more than maybe thousands of dollars. Beyond that, I also look forward to open meetings. We have Rutgers games that can hold up to 50,000 people. Everyone else is opening up. I don't know why we're still doing this, and don't you worry, I definitely silenced my pager. As Councilwoman Cahill talked about natives, it is great to remember. I appreciate their heritage. I just kind of wish we didn't put warehouses over all of their land. I'm looking through here again. I see CME Associates. They're on like every single one of these agendas. And going through NJ-Elect, I can't help but notice that there's been quite a few donations in the thousands of dollars from CME. So maybe possible, I don't know how that's bidded out, we can possibly shake things up. You know, just make sure there's no conflicts there. And lastly, I noticed $53,000 for fireworks. You spent $53,000 on fireworks. That's what we're looking for. Yet we're touting that we're so cheap that we could spend $200,000 on EMS. I think it's amazing that we're spending a quarter of our EMS budget equivalent on things that explode in the sky. I would hope that with everything that passed that we take a much more significant and greater look at our EMS and fund it appropriately and, you know, move forward in this world where we're short on providers and short on literally everything. This world is watching EMS fall in a free fall collapse, and what's going on here hopefully will be remedied shortly, and I really look forward to working with everyone on the council. So thank you so much. Thank you for my time, and I wish you all a happy and healthy week, and for those that are going into New Year, a happy and a healthy New Year.
Thank you.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised.
Thank you, Mr. Dunn. Item number 20, adjournment. Do I have offer?
Offer to adjourn.
All, okay. All say in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.
Goodbye.